Senate Republicans on Tuesday passed, by the narrowest of margins, President Donald Trump's signature bill with tax breaks and spending cuts. After nearly 27 hours of debate and three Republicans defecting, Vice President J.D. Vance cast the tie-breaking vote to pass the bill. Three Republican senators joined all Democrats in voting against the bill. From the get-go, Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky was seen as unlikely to vote for the bill because of what it would have added to the deficit. Three Republican senators were seen as swing votes. Two of them were concerned with cuts to Medicaid. Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina announced this weekend that he would not seek re-election in 2026. The other, Senator Susan Collins of Maine, is still seeking re-election next year in a tough race. The final crucial vote was seen as Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska. Senator Murkowski said that the bill was not perfect, but in the end, she did get enough for her to support the bill. Senators were rushing to pass this bill by Trump's July 4th deadline. Many of them had to cancel vacations, with recess scheduled this week. In the end, there was a record number of amendments, with Democrats continuing to try to block this bill. The bill will still need to pass the House, and leaders are hesitant to say if they can do that by July 4th. If there are any changes made, it will have to be sent back to the Senate once again.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.